Susie?
Thank you. Few grants tonight. First one, Delaware Branch of the Quality Deer Management Association.
Susie, is there any money in the Human Service Grant Fund? Is this...
Yes, there is. Yes.
They're requesting $7,000. How much is left in there?
There's not that much. I'm thinking there's like four or five.
Deer, I like deer.
This is a countywide program. It's being matched by a nonprofit.
Yeah, community reinvestment.
It services Milton and parts of...
Most of Milton.
Most of Milton.
Yeah.
You boys kick in 500 each?
Yeah.
Be 2,000, 3,000 from Human Service, and I give 2,000.
Okay, 3,000 Human Service.
2,000 from Phillips, 500 from...
2,000 Phillips.
Old Jones Dukes and...
And 2,000 Community Improvements, 500 each.
You have, okie dokie, Susie?
Yes, I have it.
You have that motion, Mr. Phillips?
That's the motion, yes.
Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Move second, do we allot the money as stated? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm too enthusiastic.
Come on, sounding exciting.
You gotta be froggy. My vote is yes also.
Communities and Schools.
Do you know who that was sent to? Is that sent to Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Georgetown, yeah.
It's Georgetown Elementary.
How much are they requesting?
They're not stipulating.
It's
Playground equipment.
Yes, yes. They have a grant program going with the school.
Well, they want $20,000. They want a match.
A lot of jungle gymming on that mess, I think.
They want a match.
Huh? Beg your pardon, Susie?
They want a match. They want to match another grant, but...
I'd like a match myself.
Yeah, it's playground equipment.
$500 each or whatever. I mean, I'll just give $1,000.
$1,000 for Mr. Jones. Mr. Phillips gives $500.
That's cool.
Second.
It's moved second, there will be $1,000 for mine and $500 for Mr. Phillips. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes because it's for the children.
If you were so daggone froggy, you'd give money.
No, I got my own children.
No, I understand.
Glad to see you're taking care of your children.
That's good. That's what good Democrats do, you know.
I know, yes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club.
Yeah, that was just for the golf tournament, right? It was like $150 bucks.
Yes, that's typically been...
Be broke again before November.
That's the goal.
I only got to do it 6 months instead of 12 now. $150.
Be slushing so much here, we'll have to wear boots.
$150 for Mr. Jones, $150 for Mr. Phillips.
There you go.
Second.
Move second, do we allot $150 from each of my, Mr. Phillips and myself? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Town of Greenwood.
$5,000. That's what I gave last year.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion, $5,000 for Mr. Jones.
It's moved second, do we allot $5,000 from my account for Town of Greenwood? Mr. Cole?
The Historical Society of Greenwood.
Yeah. We got old things over there too.
He's spending all of Bob Ricker's money.
You're from Seaford, Mr. Cole.
That's not supposed to be the Hysterical Society of Greenwood?
No, that's on the east side where that is.
I guess, yeah, I hate to do it, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad for blessings. Mr. Cole? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Got him nervous.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Feeling guilty about giving away this kind of money.
Newspaper and Education.
That's over in our...
Is that one a nonprofit?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's Seaford. Step up there. Spend Mike Benson's money. I said spend Mike Benson's money.
How much you want to give? I don't have much left. I better go easy. I don't know what they put newspapers in schools. They have a requested amount, $150, $100, something.
Well, they do it by the papers they want per week. So you could go as low as $200 or $850, however many you want to contribute.
I make a motion to give them $150.
Second.
Move second that we allow $150.
From me.
From Mr. Dukes? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
That's for the kids too, you understand that, okay. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Woodbridge Little League?
$6,000.
$6,000 from Mr. Jones to the Woodbridge Little League.
Yeah, they sent a team to the Eastern Regionals, up in New York, and, that was, their trip was quite costly for a small little league, so. Okay, second, please?
Second.
Move second, we allow $3,000 from my account for Woodbridge Little League. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I'd like to, we got a letter from the Seaford Mission, or Mission of Hope, and they're in dire straits like a lot of the other groups, on the verge of closing, and it's an awesome organization, they do a lot of good there, and I'd like to give $10,000 to, Mission of Hope.
Second, gentlemen?
Second. He's second.
He did, okay. It's been moved second, we allow $10,000, Mr. Dukes, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, just remember, you need three votes to get your money too, buddy.
I said yes, I just had
indigestion. I didn't know if you had enough energy quite left or not.
Allow $10,000, Mr. Dukes, Mr. Cole?
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I received a request from the city of Seaford, their, museum that they have where the fire truck is, they found out that the ultraviolet light coming in there is blistering the paint on the fire truck and damaging the emblems, did you do that, Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers, I'll give some of that.
You should contribute to that, probably, it's probably your fault.
I think Milton might have a museum 40 years over.
And, they're asking for $2,000 to do some tinting to those windows or something, to, preserve their, old fire truck. So the motion is $2,000 for the city of Seaford.
Second that, gentlemen?
Second.
Move second that we allow $2,000 from Mr. Dukes' account, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
And the last one is, the Laurel Police Department are wanting to get a K-9 unit, and, they've already expended the money, they've put, $12,000 out for the K-9 unit, which includes training of the, officer, will be going down and working with the dog and so forth, and I'd like to give them, $6,000 on that.
Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Move second that we allow $6,000 from Mr. Dukes, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Motion passed. Thanks, Susie. Introduction ordinance?
I don't have any.
That's a good thing, huh? Okay, before we go to additional business, do we want to, move the executive session to the, behind the two public hearings at 7:30?
Yeah, sure.
I think.
And additional business after the public hearing.
Thank you, pardon?
I told prepare additional business after the public hearings. Last thing.
Well, we can't start the public hearing till 7:30.
Right.
If you do that, you're gonna need to amend the agenda.
Correct, that's why I just brought it up now before we had that. It's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Make a motion to do what?
If you wanted to move the executive session.
After public hearing.
After the two public hearings.
We gotta kill 12 minutes anyway, we might as well run in there and get it done. We can't start our public hearing all until 7:30, right?
Follow me, okie dokie. Let's go, we won't do anything then, all right, then we'll go to additional business for council.
Okay.
Come on down.
Kramer?
This is gonna eat up 12 minutes.
Hang on a minute.
It'll take 12 minutes.
We might have 12 minutes killed here.
You're lucky.
Good evening, Dan.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, this county is going to the dogs and big time dogs.
Next week.
Next week, yeah, right. I wanna know, are we giving monies to the local SPCA?
Mr. Baker, or Mrs. Webb?
Did.
I got Dave.
We did, We did grant, there was a grant to the SPCA in honor of the paramedic who died, Stephanie Calloway.
But no other money?
No.
Ah, they might get human service money.
Yeah.
Did they get it?
You're talking about the local.
I'm talking about the one here, here in Georgetown.
SPCA, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Baker, is just the contract holder that provides the service, does that for all three counties, is that correct?
Yeah, the Kent County SPCA is actually the contract holder for dog control.
We're giving them big time money.
Through the state.
Right.
That's not the one in Georgetown.
Right, but the local one is not getting other money than what you're describing right now.
Yeah.
Human grants?
A little, I think it's $500.
Well, they ought to not get nothing the way they're acting. The other day, huh?
That's personal opinion.
Well, I don't care what's personal. Yeah, it is personal opinion. They ought to not get nothing.
Okay.
Let them hang their dogs. I don't care what to do with it. But just recently, they had an issue there where a guy found two dogs, went out there, and they wouldn't even accept the dogs at all. And then they wanted to call down to Kent County one, but they wouldn't even hold the dogs for him in the meantime. Now, if we're going to do this thing and cost us $1,000, why don't we have control of it? Pure and simple.
We're going to put you out there.
Thank you, Dan.
There may be
some. Okay, we got a couple of this. We're here. No problem at all. Good evening.
Hi, Stephanie
Smith.
Yes. Good memory. Just wanted to ask a question, and that was that the record was to be left open for written comments concerning application 1741, pending getting written comments from the Department of Agriculture as well as DENREC. We've not received comments from the Department of Agriculture, but we're opening up.
So we sent a letter, but we did not receive any. The request was given at the same time DENREC got one. The Department of Agriculture chose not to do that and make a response.
So we're just going to go ahead and open that without the Department of Agriculture participating in the process?
We can only ask. We can't beg.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to check and make sure. Thank you.
Ma'am. Thank you. That is correct. Am I right, Mr. Lent? Thank you. Good evening, Ken. How are you doing, man?
Good evening. My name is Ken Bach. I'm the Deputy Director for CHEER. Thank you for the opportunity to address the council here this evening. Wanted to speak to you about the transportation grant, which was acted on earlier by the council here. As was noted, this is the sixth straight year that there has been no increase in transportation funding for the agencies here in Sussex County. During that same period of time, we all are aware of what's happened with the cost of fuel. We continue to provide more and more transportation to an ever-expanding senior citizen population here in Sussex County, not just CHEER, but the other agencies that also participate in the reimbursable transportation program. We provide transportation at less than one-third the cost per trip of the state's operated paratransit system. It is a value and a bargain and a service to the seniors here in Sussex County. The state has seen fit in each of the previous 6 years to grant itself increases for fuel costs. It has seen fit to grant itself increases for costs in insurance, utilities, and other expenses which are beyond its direct control. We and the agencies that participate in the reimbursable transportation program are all subject to those same kind of increases. And after 6 years without any increase whatsoever in the budget, we're fast approaching the time when we are going to be displacing people from the transportation systems throughout Sussex County. And the alternatives are going to be that they either will not have transportation service, or if they rely on the state transportation service, they'll be transported at a cost that can be as much as three times the cost per trip of what the private nonprofit agencies in Sussex County are providing. So I ask two things here this evening. One, if there's the opportunity for this council to see its way to granting additional funds to CHEER and to the agencies that are providing this much needed service in Sussex County. And secondly, that the council request from the state a reconsideration or at least additional consideration in the coming fiscal year that we don't continue to face these flatline budgets in the future years. The result is that people will not receive transportation they will need. They will be isolated here in Sussex County, and there will be dire consequences for some that are dependent on that service. The second point that I wanted to ask the council's consideration on briefly has to do with our Sussex County Mobility Consortium. This program is now in its second year of operation and is a program that coordinates existing resources of private nonprofit organizations and volunteers throughout Sussex County to provide much-needed transportation. In many cases, it's a safety net for people that don't have access to other transportation services. That program, only in its second year of operation, is now providing transportation for over 1,000 people per month and has been nationally recognized as a model system by the national trade organizations that support rural and public specialized transportation systems. We're very proud of the system here. We are disappointed that the system was not granted funding previously when the state issued an RFP with federal funds to support programs just exactly like the consortium. Instead, 6 months after the opening of that RFP and after commitments had been made that the funding would be available, the state canceled the RFP and issued a new bid, which actually just opened earlier this month. That new bid had provisions in it which were far too onerous for our organization to participate in. There were liabilities that far exceeded the value of the contract and placed the would conceivably place all of the resources of the CHEER organization in jeopardy. So we were unable to bid on that or did not bid on that. But we are asking if the council can see its way clear to providing any additional funding to help support the continued operation of the Mobility Consortium. Funds that we currently have available will continue to support the operation through the end of this calendar year. But going beyond that, we are approaching a variety of sources and foundations seeking funding to try and continue this very worthwhile program, and are hopeful that next year, when the state goes back out again and looks for applicants for the federal New Freedom Transportation funds, that they'll be a little bit more flexible in their interpretation of the federal regulations that govern that program.
What's your estimate of how much money you think you're talking about? What was the estimate of this?
In the case of the reimbursable transportation program.
We're just saying, everything you talk about, kind of lump it all together. I mean, you're looking for what about how much?
If we had everything that we're looking for, it's about $100,000.
Okay. $100,000.
Yeah. Okay. We fully recognize the magnitude of that request.
I'd like to just get a feel of how much.
Because I guess the shortfall on what you they asked for. As far as, Dave, is what they made. You're just talking about CHEER
on this one.
You're not asking about the other.
Because I honestly don't know what the other agencies have requested, but we're all in the same boat. We're all buying the same fuel.
Right.
So, thank you.
Any questions? Other questions? I guess. Okay. Thank you very much. Any other questions?
Right? No.
Okay.
You got additional business.
Okay. Please.
I'm Karina McAllister.
Good evening.
How are you? Our spokesperson for the Hardscrabble Pit Crew, Stephanie Smith, sent a letter to the county council asking for a response concerning the House concurrent resolution number 73 that was passed on the last night of session, July 1st, 2008. This task force will review current rules and regulations on borrow pits and is due back in the beginning of January. And our concern is that what effect the council believes this will have, and will they be willing to wait on making a decision on the conditional use permit 1741, and we did not receive a response to the letter, and that was a concern of ours as well.
I think that's something you would need to include in your written comments if that's part of what you're asking for, because council will consider those comments that close out in 30 days, and you can certainly renew that request in those comments.
So the council is not obligated to respond to a letter that says
they may
them?
Choose not to, okay, until they get an idea of what the responses of your group are and weigh those against the report that they just received.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It might be wise to include the bill, copy of the bill maybe, in some of your responses. Say, should make sure we have it in front of us when we go through this stuff.
Yeah, I think she's already sent it to us.
Yeah.
We've already had that a couple of weeks ago in our pack.
Okay. But okay. Yep. I'll go
yeah,
back.
Yeah. We've already got that.
Any other additional business? Okay. Now, it is almost 7:30. Do we want to do anything different, or do we want to go into the executive session?
No, I'll move we alter the agenda to put the executive session at the end of the public hearing.
Okay.
Second.
We move to second that we alter the agenda to move the executive session behind conditional use 1799. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rodman?
Yeah.
Yes, motion passed. Lawrence, you're back in. Yep, it said time one more time.
Would you like me to go over the rules?
Yeah, go over the rules.
Yes, well, I'll turn the public hearing over to Mr. Griffith, and he will explain because we how the council runs their public hearings, because we do operate just a little bit different than planning zoning. Mr. Griffith? I was looking at that clock and up a watch.
Thank you. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings. Council uses the information obtained during the hearing to decide whether or not to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. When we start each hearing, Mr. Lank will start by having him give us a report of what happened in connection with the hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission. And he will bring us up to date on that, tell us what evidence was introduced and any action taken by the commission. After that, the applicant or the spokesperson for the applicant will be recognized, come down front, and will tell us why you're the applicant or the group represented by the applicant would like the application to be granted. If you are going to be the spokesperson, or if you're going to speak in favor of or in opposition to an application, when you reach the podium, you will need to state your name and your city and state of residence before you make your statement, so we can determine later, if need be, who made each statement. After you've made your statement, then the next person would be recognized if there's anyone else who wishes to speak in support of or in opposition. After the applicant has presented their case, we will then ask if anyone is present in opposition. They will be given the same opportunity. After both sides have been heard from, then the council decides to do so, they will close the public hearing. Once the public hearing is closed, the only thing remaining to be done then is to take action. If the commission has taken action, made a recommendation,